But this awkwardness only lasted a minute, because the strange captain, observing at a glance how affairs stood, cried out,
"I see, I see! Avast heaving there! Jump, boys, and swing over the cutting tackle!"
As good luck would have it, they had had a whale alongside a day or two previous, and the great tackles were still aloft, and the massive curved blubber hook, now clean and dry, was still attached to the end. This was quickly lowered to Ahab, who, at once comprehending it all, slid his solitary thigh into the curve of the hook. It was like sitting in the fluke of an anchor or the crotch of an apple tree, and then giving the word, held himself fast, and at the same time also helped to hoist his own weight by pulling hand over hand upon one of the running parts of the tackle. Soon he was carefully swung inside the high bulwarks and gently landed upon the capstan head. With his ivory arm frankly thrust forth in welcome, the other captain advanced, and Ahab, putting out his ivory leg and crossing the ivory arm like two swordfish blades, cried out in his walrus way,
"Aye, aye, hearty! Let us shake bones together, an arm and a leg. An arm that never can shrink, do you see, and a leg that never can run. Where didst thou see the white whale? How long ago?"
"The white whale," said the Englishman, pointing his ivory arm towards the east, and taking a rueful sight along it as if it had been a telescope.
"There I saw him, on the line last season.